The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Last week on World Yoga Day, did you also participate in sharing a picture of yourself in a yoga asana on social media? Hashtag World Yoga Day was trending, not just on our part of the continent, but all over the world. And this only goes to prove how much popularity yoga is gaining all over the globe. Whether we look at yoga as a form of physical exercise, a lucrative business model, or as a life science and a quest for discovering one's own spiritual truth, yoga has come to the limelight in both India and abroad for several reasons. The growth and popularity of yoga has been controversial, to say the least, and we've all heard several arguments from both the sides. For me, I have seen the growth of yoga in the West and the several transitions that it has gone through in the past decade. I have seen the pre-Ramdev Baba yoga sentiment and the post-Ramdev Baba yoga sentiment. I have witnessed the pre-Modi yoga popularity and the post-Modi era yoga being performed with thousands of people in the Times Square kind of popularity. In the current time, being an NRI, I cannot deny the fact that yoga has become synonymous with Indian culture. So, would it be right to say that yoga has put India and Indians on the global map? Let's discuss this on the podcast today. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad. And since the past 8 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture Chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. The craze for yoga among Westerners has been something that we've noticed since the early 60s. But the past decade has seen a spurt in this interest from aspirants all over the world. I remember back in early 2010, there were only a handful of yoga studios in both posh and eccentric neighborhoods in large urban cities like New York. Because these metropolitan cities were supposed to be the so-called melting pots of culture, the word yoga was quite well known, but it wasn't that mainstream. The smaller towns and cities were still unaware of the concept, and people were ever so slightly curious about whether it was a form of physical exercise, whether it was something spiritual, whether it was religious. Some even thought of it as yet another cult practice that was gaining a following in various pockets. Everyone was sort of coming up with their own interpretations of yoga. This was also a time that the Bikram yoga controversy was slowly coming to light. Regular yoga, power yoga, hot yoga, cold yoga, dance yoga, what not, you name it, and some studio was offering it. Being a Desi, it was a common practice to get involved in conversations with fellow Desis and even Westerners about how the yoga taught in these Western yoga studios wasn't real yoga. How the name downward dog position for the Adhomukh Shavasana was a bastardization of our very own traditional yoga. It was common practice to mock a foreigner's random and completely non-contextual use of the word namaste and then go back to our own individual cultural chaoses. We all love talking about how yoga has been misinterpreted by the West. We all love talking about how they're doing it all wrong. But the question here was, how many of us Desis really knew what yoga is? How many of us can claim that we have complete knowledge of the yoga science? Is yoga a science? It would be great to see how many hands actually go up with an answer and whether that answer makes any sense. I was coming to realize that yoga was almost as much a mystery for us Desis as it was for a Westerner, if not more. In fact, it was them who were starting the understanding and learning process from scratch after feeling some instant benefits of yoga practices like pranayam, dhyan, meditation, or Surya Namaskar in their lives. And because they were willing to start on a clean slate, they were approaching it in quite a targeted manner, whereas us Desis, throughout our upbringings in an evolving culture and through our constant confusions between Eastern and Western values, we had somewhere grossly misunderstood the whole point of yoga and what it meant in our culture. But the good thing was that we were all about to start picking up the pieces. Ramdev Baba happened to yoga in India and yoga started finding its place back in the lives of the masses. He took one aspect of the whole yoga philosophy, the aspect of physical well-being, packaged it into something marketable, and made the masses claim something that was very much always there in their country for them. A whole brand was getting created in India. Kareena Kapoor had just gone size zero and she said that she did it all with just Surya Namaskars, and everyone wanted to learn these Surya Namaskars. Yoga was now the secret to all the Bollywood superstars' fitnesses, and it was the recipe to the mindset of all the successful business guys. Back in the West, the movement was gaining speed, and the narrative that us NRIs had created about foreigners' misinterpretations of yoga started making these foreigners look into the possibility of learning yoga from a yogi in India. They started going online in search of true yogis and yoga philosophy courses, and this sheer demand gave rise to a whole new industry of yoga tourism in India. Today, just the yoga tourism market in India alone is worth a couple of hundreds of million dollars. The argument often is about authenticity. We argue, are people being fooled? They say pay a couple of $100 and become an ashram certified yoga instructor, or a yogi as they like to call it, in just 30 days. They say that sadhu babas spend their whole lives in the jungles or on the hills of Himalayas, and even they don't call themselves yogis. So are we really cheating on our culture by selling something so sacred in the form of a cheap little 4-week package? I would say that I don't mind it. But hear me out for why I say that. A country that was once synonymous with just rape, crime, poverty, and illiteracy. Even today, these stereotypes about us in the West exist to an extent. But now the same country is becoming synonymous with concepts like yoga, Ayurveda, meditation, and spirituality. That for me is a good start. A person who has no clue whatsoever about our culture, someone that hasn't been born or raised in it, comes to India, visits an ashram in a place like Rishikesh or Pondicherry, and calls their stay in India life-changing. Maybe there is something about the experience that they're having, even though it's in such a short amount of time. Maybe there is something transformative about that experience. What do they know about dhyan or meditation, we ask? Well, they might not know that much, but probably their 4-week yoga training package has taught them enough to make it a transformative experience for them. They are going to take this 4-week package and teach it to a handful of more people who may have a similar experience. They're spreading the word. They're putting the art form out there. Is this true yoga? Maybe not. But it is definitely a little drop from the ocean, and that drop alone is enough to create curiosity and interest about the whole philosophy that yoga is. Think about it. The experience that they are having from just a little engagement with the whole concept is enough to intrigue them. Some go deeper in it and become yoga gurus, more knowledgeable than probably some yoga gurus in India could be. No one monopolizes these life practices in our culture, and anyone who inquires into these practices can learn them depending on the amount of time and personal energy that they invest in it. For every 1,000 people who go through these 4-week marketing-fueled pseudo-programs, even if we get one person who sticks through and learns the whole philosophy, that's just one more seed in the world who is going to carry it forward. In today's day and time, when something as vast as yoga is becoming reduced to a form of exercise alone, every little seed to carry forward the life philosophy is important. So the next time a Westerner or anyone who has no clue about yoga asks you, try to answer it yourself and don't hesitate in pointing them towards the tons of resources available in India. If nothing, it's going to help our economy, and even though it may not be authentic yoga philosophy, as I mentioned, it is going to be a drop from the ocean. I would encourage spending some time in inquiring about these life philosophies yourself, because if nothing, it'll help you hold that conversation about a culture which is truly your own, a culture which is probably an embodiment of who the world sees you and will continue seeing you as. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Savan, Spotify, Castbox, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.